Utah Jazz and the Portland Trail Blazers play a Northwest Division matchup for the season series. And it followed the same script as the other games. A complete, utter blowout this time for the Blazers. Season series tied. We'll talk about it on Postcast. This edition of Postcast, the only redeeming value to it is that we'll tell you to eat a mudslide cookie, and they're really good. And Ron will tell you to eat a...
chocolate cake. That head of chocolate cake over there. Absolutely.
Okay.
Ooh, awesome. But those dot pretzels are what
your
my
favorite.
Wife likes.
All right, so these are all coming to you at 60 North South, 20th East, the store. What happened? Jazz lose tonight, 132-105. What happened?
It's amazing how when teams get off to such a great start, like the Portland Trail Blazers did, you have one player that's just shooting the basketball off the charts, and everything he throws up is going in. No matter what defense you throw at him, he's still able to get things going. Now you find yourself playing uphill, trying to climb a slippery wall, and you just cannot get back into it. Everything that you worked on at shoot around this morning did not seem to work. And so now you're caught scrambling, and that's where the Jazz ended up, and they ran into a buzzsaw with that backcourt.
C.J. McCollum went 9 of 9 in the first quarter to lead the way for the Blazers, and then Damian Lillard's second quarter piled on. The Blazers scored 45 points in the first, 74 points in the second, 109 points in the first three quarters. Really, the Blazers were great, and a terrible defensive night from the Jazz.
Yeah. It was, if you look at it from that standpoint, there's nights when guys are just going to everything you throw at them. I'm saying the defense was terrible, but it just wasn't good. It wasn't good enough to keep them close enough to where the Jazz would not have to struggle in order to win the basketball game. That first quarter for the Jazz, 27 points, and I think they shot 50-something percent from the field there as well. So it wasn't like Portland was doing anything great defensively against the Jazz. Then it's just that the Jazz could not do anything. Well, McCollum and Damian Lillard just blew us off.
Jazz three-point shooting did not help any. Blazers were 11 of 20 at the first half. Jazz were 4 of 18 when the Jazz trailed by 16 at the half. I don't even know where to go. I mean, the big storyline coming in was Yusuf Nurkic, and Yusuf Nurkic not playing. In some ways, did that hurt the Jazz?
I'm going to say yes, and I'm saying that strictly because of what we saw this morning out of the prep work and getting ready for Nurkic, and then finding out something different, and now you're scrambling. You know, putting together a defensive plan. They knew what Myers was going to be like when he came into the basketball, coming off the bench. But, you know, as a starter, they knew he was a pick and pop player. They knew he was an unbelievable three-point shooter when left alone. And the spacing was just unreal, and the Jazz couldn't do anything with it.
So the Jazz have won 9 of their last 11. They go 3-2 on the big five-game stretch we talked about. Both those are perfectly acceptable. They have Atlanta on Friday, Houston on Saturday. Split the season series from the Blazers. All the big picture items are fine. The little picture item of tonight's game is just a mess.
Well, and they got San Antonio coming in there as well. So they have three home games, and then they'll go play the Golden State Warriors. So right now the Jazz are 500 on the road, 14-14, which is remarkable. And second half of the season, or the final 28 ball games of the year, 26 ball games of the year, is going to be challenging. The Jazz are in a great position to finish out the season strong.
Well, the one thing I would say on this one that I think is good is I think the defense has actually slipped for a little while. Wasn't as good in Minnesota, but the offense was great. Wasn't as good in that's a tough one because Karl Anthony Towns, but it just hasn't been. They had that stretch where they held teams under 100 for, I think, 10 of 12 games. I think it's been 3 or 4 in a row where they haven't. So this will at least get the focus back on them defensively.
Well, we hope so. But, the game plan that's put together a lot of times is definitely the key. A lot of times the matchups are very difficult, regardless of what kind of game plan you put together. And I think this is one of those teams where the guard line is just so dominant. I mean, you got two guys out there that can flat out just go off on you and have a big night. And so it's awfully difficult to put together a very good game plan to slot both of them anyway.
It's interesting. Somebody just asked me, is Portland a bad matchup for us? And I'll leave you with this thought. I think 2-9 in the West is so even that matchups are everything. We got a good matchup with Oklahoma City last year in the first round. I think if we played New Orleans, that was a good matchup for us. I think we would have beat both those teams. I'm not at all convinced we would have beat Portland in a 7-game series. Lillard's a bad matchup. And you know, imagine that, if Portland had won, beat us in the first round because we matched up against each other and then they advance instead of getting swept by New Orleans, or if we played New Orleans and beat them. I really think all of these matchup items are a huge part of this as we head to the playoffs, and it's just going to be somewhat fortunate or unfortunate who you get matched up against in the conference, because I do think that that is a great point. I think Portland's a bad matchup for the Jazz. Interestingly, though, on some nights it's a bad matchup for Portland, because these two teams in the last 4 years have played 16 games. Portland's 9-7. Only two of those games have been at all close. Most of them have been blowouts. And so it's just a weird matchup between two teams that don't play close games. And I'm not sure I've ever seen it, but
that's a remarkable number. I mean, that is remarkable now that you put that together on the amount of years that this team has really gone at each other. You go back to the Karl Malone, John Stockton days with Clyde Drexler and you know, the guys like that. I mean, it's just been a rivalry, I think, that's been unbelievable. The Jazz have had the all-time record is in favor of the Jazz, but you know, this team is difficult for them to beat.
Jazz fall tonight. Final score 132-105 to Portland, and I'm not sure it was that close. Have a great night.